Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. And in from the Montgomery County Action Council is Tricia Purden. Good morning, Tricia. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
No problem. We love you coming in every month. And last month was huge because the same day that you came in, later on, you were on during the new news about the new the plant being bought, the old Amazon plant being bought, and new tenants in there immediately, and it sounds like things are really going good out there so far.
It's fantastic. If you ever go out there and take a second, you'll see semis lined up all the way out to the highway. Every single day, we have truckloads and truckloads of new things being brought into that facility, and when I was there a couple weeks ago, barely Building D was full, and now they're talking it's probably going to be full up by the end of the month, by end of February, probably Building C as well, which is the entire new expansion that Amazon added when they came in 2001. So
yeah, it's a great thing. It's a great thing for Montgomery County and surrounding areas for that opening. And what are some of the few other things going on right now? Some new things that you're looking at as right now?
Well, I mean, right now, a lot of our work is, you know, making sure that Phoenix Logistics has everything they need so that they can continue their expansion into that facility. Our big announcement is that Governor Kelly is going to be hosting, Welcome to Kansas event for Phoenix Logistics and Array Technologies. That's going to be on February 5th. It's going to be a two-part welcome. One is going to be up in Topeka in the governor's office, and that will be at 11 o'clock. So if our state legislators or any partners are going to be in Topeka that day, they're very welcome to come over for that. And then following that, we're all going to come back down here to Coffeyville, and we'll be having an official ribbon cutting for Phoenix Logistics and Array Technologies. And their CEOs will be here to talk about, you know, what their plans are and how they want to move forward with this facility and their hopes for growth, obviously. So, and Secretary David Toland, our Secretary of Commerce, will be coming down to do that ribbon cutting with them. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, it's a big thing. So lots of excitement going on with Phoenix and Array coming in. Of course, Phoenix bought it and they put Array in there. So
yes.
So that's definitely a huge thing. Now coming up, I know we were talking last week with a few people, and the big thing I think maybe you guys are helping to gear up with and talk about. The census is coming up, and
yes,
that's going to be huge for Montgomery County, especially with the change in the rules of the census that you say where you're at that time, not where you're originally from. And that could be very huge for Montgomery County since the turnaround is coming up pretty soon.
Yes. So hopefully, I mean, and we're really working with the refinery and nitrogen fertilizer plant and all their contractors to try to make sure that, you know, if your employees, your contractors are residing here on April 1st of 2020, that they count themselves as being in Coffeyville on April 1st, 2020, or our surrounding communities. I mean, I think one thing that if you aren't from here and you didn't see it 4 years ago when this happened, typically they bring in 4,000 to 6,000 people.
Wow.
Come to our area for this project. So when you think about it, these people typically are traveling, so they bring their wives and their kids potentially with them. So our restaurants will be full. Our grocery stores will be busy. So get your milk and eggs a little sooner.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's going to be a huge boom for our area, and every 4 years that happens. So we're really, really excited about it. But most importantly, we're excited that we might be able to count those people in our census. Now, people might say, well, that's not really fair. Well, think about it. Every 4 years, this happens in our community, which means every 4 years, we have to make sure we have adequate roads. We have to make sure we have adequate water, sewer, electricity, all those things that they're going to be using every 4 years. That's not going to go away. That happens religiously in order to make this plant operate efficiently. So we need to make sure we're counting them so that we can actually sustain our utilities and our roads and our public services, our hospital, for all those people who are coming into our community.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because, like you said, people say that's not fair, but they're here. It's not like they're not here.
Exactly.
You know, they are here. They're living here at this time. And they're, like you said, they're using our roads, our water, our electricity, everything. So we need that money to be able to keep to sustain that? Because that, I mean, you said it's what, 2,000-4,000 or something that,
last
that come
time,
in?
Last time it was around 5,000 people that came in, yeah, 4 years ago.
So you're swelling the population of the town exponentially. Yeah. And you got to have the infrastructure to be able to retain everything when that, you know, when it's not the same way.
Right. And we lose you. I mean, I think they're saying now that for every single person that is not counted that does live here, we are losing $2,000 a year.
That's huge.
It's so huge.
So if we can get that, you know, remember to remind those people, hey, you're living here, so that we can get that on the census. That way that Montgomery County will get more funding, especially for everything that's needed around here. So that'd be a good thing. And that rule just changed just recently, did
yes.
it not?
Yes, it did. Yep, it just changed.
So was it earlier this year when, earlier this year, because it's only January right now.
Right, it would have been November.
November of last year.
So it
would have
been in effect on January 1.
Okay, so, but again, that's a great thing for Montgomery County. Are there any other kind of projects that you're working on right now for MCAC?
Yeah, so I would say one, when Phoenix Logistics made their announcement, the floodgates opened. We have more businesses that are inquiring about coming to Montgomery County than I've seen all year. It's been really crazy. We're grateful that we've been able to have Lisa Keene come in as our small business and marketing specialist. She's been working with us pretty much full time. And we have a new administrative assistant finally, and Mac too. So we're able to hopefully keep our heads above water and respond to all these inquiries, but we're really excited about the potential for growth. But we're working on a few other things. So obviously this is the beginning of the legislative cycle. So one of the things that Mac does is we try to make sure that we are good advocates for our business, our industry, and our communities up in Topeka during this time. So tomorrow is basically Economic Development Day on the Hill in Topeka, and then we'll also attend the State Chamber Dinner as well, and hopefully have some good meetings at that meeting. And then the following week on Tuesday is Southeast Kansas Day on the Hill, and that's where all of our Southeast Kansas chambers and economic development directors all come together to figure out, you know, what's really going on in Southeast Kansas and how do we get in front of our legislators. So we're really excited about that event. We have the Lieutenant Governor coming to speak with us, Secretary Lorenz, our Secretary of Transportation, and Secretary of Commerce is also attending that event. So we'll learn more about what's going on in Topeka and really making sure that they know what's going on in Southeast Kansas. Because the last few months, yes, we had the amazing announcement about Phoenix Logistics, but we've also had some serious numbers of layoffs happen in the last few months, and that hurts. Mm-hmm. And it has nothing to do with our local plants, has nothing to do with that. But if you think about agriculture, equipment, manufacturing, with the flooding that's been happening every single year in the Great Plains, farmers are regrouping from the flood damage that they occurred.
Yeah,
just
last May. I mean, May, and I think there was another month after that that it just devastated this area.
Right.
I mean, in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma, it was horrible. I mean, even where I lived at in Enid, which is not as much of a floodplain, man, we were having serious flooding there as well. It was just catastrophic rain.
Into Iowa, it went into South Dakota, it went into Nebraska. Basically, the entire central part of the United States had some sort of flood devastation, it seemed like. And so when that happens, those farmers are not buying new implements. They're not buying new tractors. And so that slows down that entire economy. So that's one of our industries. And then we have several industries in Southeast Kansas that were affected by the 747 MAX, Boeing MAX being grounded. And so until that is back into production again, you're going to see those layoffs, because what people might not realize is that Southeast Kansas is really a hub for aviation, mm-hmm. manufacturing. No, we don't have Boeing here in Southeast Kansas, but all those components that go into those planes, a lot of them are made right here in Southeast Kansas. So, and that's not just Montgomery County. That's Parsons is getting hit. There's several other areas here. So definitely a good time for Phoenix to open, because
yeah,
there's
exactly.
Available workers. But that's a challenge.
It is. I mean, like you said, you know, Wichita is like this hub of aviation. I mean,
they really,
this is just, but like a lot of their sports teams have always had something to do with air. Their arena football team was called the Wichita Stealth.
Right.
So, I mean, it's always been a huge area for, and Kansas in general has always been huge on aviation. And we were talking about the rain. They were saying, like, farmers in South Dakota say, we're probably good for rain until July.
Yeah.
That we just don't need anymore right now. That I think they're still trying to dry out up there. Probably the same thing here. I mean, even though it's been a very rainy month this month.
I go out on my site tours. Twice. The ground is boggy. It's hard to show any sight to a prospect in our region right now because you can't walk the field.
Right.
You can't go out
in our industrial park.
Right. My minivan will not cut it out on the off-roading for this. But the good news, though, we did see amazing turnouts for the job fair for Phoenix Logistics. We had over 200 people apply in the first 20 minutes of that job fair.
Wow, that's amazing.
I think they ended up with over 380 applicants during that job fair. I anticipate that they'll probably have future hiring events, depending on how that goes. And we have other things in the works, too. We've been crazy busy. I worked straight through Thanksgiving to get these things done. So more to come. We're really, really excited about all the opportunity we're seeing right now.
Definitely. And hope for more good things to come for this for Southeast Kansas and also mainly Montgomery County, because
yes.
Basically this is kind of a hub area around here. Some of the bigger cities around this area. So it's exciting things going on in Montgomery County, especially with Array Technologies moving into the old Amazon building. That was extremely huge, and we reported that on last month.
Trisha Parker came on. Sorry, I couldn't tell you during my job interview, but we didn't get the confirmation that.
I remember that. You said we have a huge announcement probably today, and I heard it on the air. I'd had my kids then, and I dropped them off back at my house to kind of hang out at home for a little bit because they would have got bored up here all day. But I heard it on air, and I was just like, that was the big announcement. You just had to wait until it was actually official. So
yeah, I had to make sure that literally we saw signatures on the dotted line. So.
Absolutely, and I totally understand about that. All right, Trisha, thank you very much for coming in today, and thank you for everything that the Montgomery Action Council does for the entire Montgomery County area. We do really appreciate your guys' work.
Yep, absolutely. That's what we're here for. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have more for you right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.